In the lunchtime edition, government advisor and talk show host Corey Lane bids farewell to the brass tacks audience, officially announcing he's seeking to run for the ruling BLP in the city. Residents of that constituency and political analysts react to the move. An iconic Barbadian event canceled for the first time in 45 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, challenges slow BWA repairs to a major burst that's disrupting service to several rural areas, and a gang of Haitian bandits demands $17 million for the release of a group of kidnapped U.S. missionaries as CARICOM ponders what to do about its member Haiti. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Go cashless with CIBC First Caribbean. Did you use the ABM to check your account balance or make a deposit? Don't forget to take your card and your transaction record once your transaction is complete. After reviewing your transaction record, ensure you discard it safely. Visit CIBCFCIB.com for more information. Go cashless with CIBC First Caribbean.
The stage is being set for a spirited election battle in the City of Bridgetown constituency. Government advisor and talk show host Corey Lane today officially disclosed that he's seeking the Barbados Labour Party nomination this weekend. This confirms a development first reported by Starcom Network News yesterday. Mr. Lane, who is special advisor to the Prime Minister on poverty alleviation and the Sustainable Development Goals, this morning said goodbye to the audience of VOB's Brass Tacks call-in program, on which he has been a regular moderator.
I really am here, as I had told persons previously, that anytime it is my intention to do anything, whether it is to move on into the field of play, as I told people, I've been a spectator for a long time. I've moved to the commentator's booth, and it may come that time where I may have to go into the pavilion and gear up and get ready for action. And as that time draws respectively near, I thought it was very important to come and speak to my VOB family, just as I had told them that when this time is coming nigh, that I will be talking with them.
Mr. Lane, the latest of a list of brass tacks moderators who were picked to run for parties, then officially signed off as a VOB talk show host.
So there's a nomination on the horizon, as many people know, and although all the ink has not dried, I believe, keeping the integrity of the program, that it will come a time where I should step away. Whatever happened, left, right, middle, or center, we will deal with it when that time comes. But my easy task this morning is basically to, highlight and let the people know that I've really enjoyed my time here as a host. So I'd really like to thank Starcom for the opportunity.
Corey Lane. There was immediate reaction to the development from political scientist Peter Wickham and Dr. Christina Hines, both also Brass Tacks moderators. Mr. Wickham notes that provided Mr. Lane is confirmed this weekend, both major parties will have relatively young candidates helping to make for what he considers to be an interesting election race.
Of course, the question is whether or not he will win the nomination, because I understand that there's another person who is also interested. So that's the first hurdle. But once that hurdle is passed, it will be a very interesting race. There are two youngish candidates. Certainly, Kimar Stewart has an advantage in the sense that he's out there already. However, Corey is not without advantages, because he does have the support, presumably, of the incumbent and certainly some resources as poverty advisor. So it will be an interesting race.
Dr. Hines, meantime, also noted the relative youthfulness of the main candidates, but felt historical political trends give the ruling Barbados Labour Party an advantage.
This constituency has traditionally gone to the Barbados Labour Party, with the Democratic Labour Party only capturing this seat twice, in 1986 under Peter Miller and 2008 under Patrick Todd, since 1971. So I think that this constituency does favor the Barbados Labour Party, but We will see what happens when elections are actually called.
UWI political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. Residents in the city of Bridgetown this morning also reacted to the news that Corey Lane is tipped to replace Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick as the BLP candidate.
To tell the truth, I can miss Bostick. Bostick was a good man, and he take care of the people in the city. I don't really know the guy Corey Lane. I just heard about the name, and I know that he's do like Bastard. But whatever it is, I will give him my support also. We got to come around and introduce yourself to the people.
I don't know how he can handle things, you know, so I got to see first. But going forward, I think he should take a little page out of Bostick. But you know what I mean? Not saying he got to do it how Bostick do it, but, you know, just try to work with the people, how Bostick is work with the people.
He is a people's man, so I didn't like that he did running back. But the man I can come now, he just got to speak to the young people, because mostly it's young people in earnings. So once he get through to them, he good to go. I don't promise it to people nothing. That's all. Don't promise. The young people are looking for change. They want people to talk to them, even if things happen, but talk to them. Want to stay on, it's going to be good.
Residents in the city of Bridgetown constituency in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The COVID-19 pandemic has forced the cancellation of the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest for the first time in four decades. The show's producer, Richard Stout, tells Starcom Network News that he decided not to take any risks given the current state of the pandemic here.
For the first time in 45 years, the Richard Stout Teen Talent Competition will not be held this year because of the COVID situation. I thought it best for me to relook the situation and look at next year rather than risking the lives of young people in an environment that is very challenging for everyone. So regrettably, I will not be having the competition this year after 44 years. I regret very much because I wanted to celebrate the 45th anniversary. But God is in charge, and I'm hoping that everybody will just come through this and we will resume next year, be it the will of God.
He also had some advice for his colleagues in the entertainment sector that has been hard hit by the pandemic.
I hope that the entertainment sector would find a way of trying to get out of this situation that they're in. I think it is time that they all come together and pool their resources and see how best they can help each other. Because I think that's the way forward for entertainers now, to come together and pool the resources and see how can they help each other. This is not the time for individuals to be concentrating on themselves alone, but to see how they can help their brothers and sisters.
Richard Stout, the Barbados Water Authority, reports some challenges in fixing a major burst that has disrupted service to several rural areas. Project manager Elvin Jordan provided an update.
The Barbados Water Authority's teams continue to work on the 10-inch burst main at Cattle Wash. Work has been hampered by the soil conditions in the area, which is prone to cave-ins. However, the teams are continuing to work diligently to net repairs to the main. In the interim, water tanker crews will continue to be deployed to service customers and community tanks in the affected areas.
BWA project manager Elvin Jordan, the gang that kidnapped a group of 17 American and Canadian missionaries in Haiti has asked for $1 million each for their release. That's what a top Haitian official has told U.S. media. The 16 American citizens and one Canadian were kidnapped by the powerful 400 Mawozo gang on Saturday after visiting an orphanage in a northeast suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince, over the weekend. Haitian Justice Minister Litz Kittel told CNN the kidnappers have demanded a total of $17 million for the group's release and that they were being held in a location outside the suburb. The missionaries are affiliated with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, which says the abducted group is made up of 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children, including an 8-month-old baby and children ages 3, 6, 14, and 15 years old. Meantime, CARICOM foreign ministers have discussed the ongoing socioeconomic and political situation in Haiti, including possible ways to intervene. A statement issued by the Ghana-based CARICOM secretariat says the CARICOM Council for Foreign and Community Relations held a special meeting last week in Miami and that the situation in Haiti was discussed. They gave no further details on that matter. Our top stories. Barbados government advisor and talk show host Corey Lane bids farewell to the brass tax audience, officially announcing he is seeking to run for the BLP in the city. The Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest, canceled for the first time in 45 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, challenges slow BWA repairs to a major burst that's disrupting service to several rural areas, and a gang of Haitian bandits demands $17 million, $1 million each, for the release of a group of kidnapped U.S. missionaries as CARICOM ponders what to do about its member, Haiti. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to an association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Admi to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.